And remember, when you hear people talk about this market and it was the regulations. Yeah, lack of regulations. They keep telling you it's the lack of regulations that caused this whole market to fail apart. We need more regulations. That's not true. That's not what happened to this market. That's not why it fell apart. No way. This whole market started to fall apart going all the way back to Bill Clinton's administration. That's right, to Bill Clinton's administration, when he wanted the neighborhoods, he wanted all the people in the inner cities to own homes. And he did not care. He did not care if they could make the payments. In fact, he put in the statute to give it. It was Jimmy Carter who started it, and when he put this statute in, and then Carter was out of office, it was Clinton who came in, and he's the one who put teeth in this thing. And the bank was going to lose their charters, and if they didn't loan to people in the inner city. And you're going to be shut down. And it was Obama. He was the first lawyer who enforced this thing because he was working for Acorn. He was the first lawyer to enforce it. It was the first lawsuit. He won the lawsuit because the banks refused to loan to people who could not pay them back. Now, let's see. That's pretty something. That's something, isn't it? Imagine you got to go. You're a bank and the government's telling you, you loan to these people even if you lose money. Go ahead and loan to them. You got to loan to them. We're going to take your charter away, and we know you're going to lose money, but you better loan to them. And the banks, and one bank in Chicago fought them. Well, guess who brought that bank to court in Chicago who was working for Acorn, who sued for Acorn? It was Obama. And they won the suit. Obama, Acorn won the suit. It was something like, I forgot, it was $600 million, something like that. And that is the money that started. They took that money, and that was the first almost TARP money that they started to lend to people in the inner city. And at one press conference, they asked, well, the press said, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense, this program. These people can't make their payments. And they said, well, we know that. We know that. See, that's what started it. Right there, that's what started it. And then Clinton, he wanted to get reelected, so Clinton knew his base was the inner city people, the poor in the inner city. He knew he could get reelected if he could keep building that base. And Acorn went out there and did all kinds of voter fraud, and Obama was involved with that. So when Obama comes up and tells us, it was lack of regulation. I want to play a clip here. Listen to Obama, what he says, how this whole mess started that we're in.
The recession we're emerging from was primarily caused by a lack of responsibility and accountability from Wall Street.
Wait a minute. He said this whole recession started because of lack of responsibility from Wall Street. No, it didn't. This recession didn't start because of that. This recession didn't start because of that. It started because we had Greenspan, who was dropping interest rates below the rate of inflation so that he could keep interest rates so low that after 9/11, they wanted to get this economy going. They just kept those interest rates so low so they could give people mortgages for almost nothing. That's what started it. And then it wasn't the programs. See, after Greenspan starts blaming the programs, that's what Obama's saying. It's the irresponsibility of Wall Street and the programs they put in place, the lending programs they put in place. That's what's wrong. Oh, yeah, the lending programs. Well, the lending programs wouldn't have worked unless we had Greenspan drop the cost of money down to below the rate of interest. And when I hear them saying, it is the mortgage brokers. Yeah, that's who it is. Let's go get the mortgage brokers. They're the bad guys. They caused it. Mortgage brokers didn't cost anything. If Greenspan And Bush and the people before him, Clinton, if they didn't keep interest rates so low, those programs would not have worked. The mortgage folks who were selling mortgages, the mortgage officers, all those products, they would have had to put them on the shelf. They couldn't use them. The only way if you can breathe, we'll find you program, we'll finance you program, pick your own payment program. All the crazy programs only worked if the interest rates were low enough. Let's play the whole clip.
The recession we're emerging from was primarily caused by a lack of responsibility and accountability from Wall Street to Washington. It's part of the reason our economy nearly collapsed. It's what led to countless home foreclosures, the failure of community banks and small businesses, and a cascade of job losses that have left millions of Americans out of work. And that's why I made passage of Wall Street reform one of my top priorities as president, so that a crisis like this does not happen again. Over the last year, the financial industry has repeatedly tried to end this reform with hordes of lobbyists and millions of dollars in ads. And when they couldn't kill it, they tried to water it down with special interest loopholes and carve-outs aimed at undermining real change. Today, I think it's fair to say that these efforts have failed. Today, Democrats and a handful of Republicans in the Senate have voted to break the filibuster and allow a final debate and vote on financial reform. Reform that will protect consumers, protect our economy, and hold Wall Street accountable. I will ensure that we arrive at a final product that is both effective and responsible, one that holds Wall Street to high standards of accountability and secures financial stability while preserving the strength and crucial functions of a financial industry that is central to our prosperity and our ability to innovate and compete in a global economy. Our goal is not to punish the banks, but to protect the larger economy and the American people from the kind of upheavals that we've seen in the past few years. And today's action was a major step forward in achieving that goal.
That's all a smokescreen. One big smokescreen. That is not true. It is not true. First of all, let's go back to March 9th of 2009, when the stock market was crashing because of mark to market. When we had the mark, these banks were forced to mark the notes down to their real value. And because the note, instead of 100 cents on a dollar, when they went to try to sell them at auction, they could only get 15 cents on a dollar. They couldn't sell the paper. So as to get the economy going again, they said, let's get cute. Let's commit another fraud. We'll create another illusion. We'll do a model instead of mark to market. Let's get rid of mark to market, and we can then create a model. And then with a model, we can fudge the value because it's a model. So we won't go to jail. But we can put a model up, and we can put all these things in the model to make it work the way we want it to work. But the only problem is models lie. Markets don't lie.